Well, right. We were actually in a very unique position, and I mentioned to Bobby when we first got there, like, this has got to be the coldest Grizzoween we've ever
done.
That's
what he said.
And so, but the interesting thing about that is having it that cold, it changes your atmosphere, where when we were back there back in August, you should have saw the sweat dripping off me at 4 o'clock in the morning, because when we were packing up, so it was really hot and humid. Now, this scenario was a little bit different, because we have, you know, what we call periscopes. They're based off of static electricity charge. Well, when you have a low temperature and low humidity, that brings up your static electricity that's in the room. So what's happening is that little bitty, you know, 6-inch round circular thing all of a sudden has a 10-foot range instead. So it picks up so much more that it couldn't pick up before. And so it was actually, again, it was cold and our feet were frozen, but it was actually a good experience for us.
Right, it was. And it was something like we even had right before we were going to leave again. You know, hey, we're leaving. It's cold as balls. We want to leave. It's almost 4 a.m. And Chris had said, you know, this is your last chance. Light up something or we're going to leave. And we did that. And as if we're getting ready to tear down, we had a thud on the floor. And none of us had moved. I mean, Rocky was standing. I had my feet on the ground. You guys both had your feet. And you even felt it vibrate.
Yeah, my feet. Yeah.
But it wasn't what you asked to do. So we just said,
nope, that wasn't it.
Yeah, that wasn't it. So we
just
literally.
Everybody knows this wasn't your new home, new construction.
No.
This was a manor, a mansion, if you will.
Plantation
home that was built with lumber that was cut off that property. It was solid. Mm-hmm. There was no creaking of floors.
Yeah, we even talked about that for
how
as old
solid
as
it
is,
it's
it
solid.
Is
it's actually more
floor.
Solid than you typically expect in one of those homes, because usually you do hear the creaking floorboard or something, boy, it was just all the way across solid.
Because it was me and Bobby, we were setting up the cameras. I was jumping up and down telling her, you know, my grandma and grandpa's farmhouse, you step on any board, it's going to creak, make a sound. These were so solid. And this house is amazing, and I know she has aspirations of actually making it into a Civil War themed bed and breakfast, because so much stuff happened there, and she has experiences in her own little area that she lives in too, but she's cool with it. I mean, she's lives with it. She likes the history. She is one with it, because first thing I said to Rocky when we were waiting for you guys was, she's got to be a little off to, you know, live in these rooms and knowing that all this is haunted. Maybe she, you know, does she have experiences? Well, yeah, she's cool with it though.
Right.
So it takes a special person to do that, because she doesn't obviously feel threatened, or she wouldn't be there.
No.
She wouldn't be putting the love into this house that she's going
to
do.
Correct. And you know, which is always interesting to me, it's like, you know, when you can go into a location and have two runs of some interesting experience.
Right.
Now, we didn't have anybody grab our shirt, or we didn't have anybody's hat get
no, we asked for how it has to get knocked
got
off.
Pushed,
nobody right.
Nobody got smacked, scratched.
Right. You know, but we had some rock throwing. Yeah. We definitely had some attention getters.
Mm-hmm.
So when you can go twice to a location and get some interesting feedback or thoughts, you walk away and you go, that was interesting. You know, kudos to her that can live in that environment.
Absolutely. I give, and kudos for her for taking a part of history. This is a big deal. I mean, this is from 1853, and it's a quality building. She's wanting to make it so people in future generations can experience that. I mean, so my hat's off to her for, one, letting us do it. So thank you very much, Janice, for doing that. And, two, for someone trying to bring history and not being afraid to learn stuff from the past and bring it up. Because we talked about the Confederacy, the Union stuff. And it's just very interesting. If you don't know those histories, you need to go back, because we have a tendency anymore to forget our past, and it's something you need to learn from. And stuff like this, it tells you there's so much more that we need to learn and we need to see.
And I will give kudos to, I mean, it's so, we were talking about this on the way there last night, is that that's our second investigation in Palmyra for Grizzoween too, which
right.
I think is so unique, because, you know, you have a 46,000 population town in Quincy, you got a 20 some odd thousand population in Hannibal. Those are big areas. Why are we going to Palmyra twice for 7 or 8 investigations that we did? I think that's really interesting.
It was a very unique home, because I wouldn't think of that being in Palmyra. I would have no idea if you guys never would have taken us to that location. It's such a gem kind of in the rough would exist.
Right.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, that was Grizzoween 2017. I am looking forward to Grizzoween 18, and I have to tell you, I'm bit by this. I'm very intrigued by what we learned. Fascinated, to say the least, because I'm one of these people, when something intrigues me, I'm ready for it. And I think Rocky was feeling the same way. So if you guys ever need, you know, another pair of hands or someone to go up in an attic by themselves, I am all in. I'll be fine. Maybe I'll get a little scared so we can get more stuff, but...
I will tell you real quick, the our first investigation we actually have on our YouTube page. So if people want to check out that video and see the shirt pulling at the end of the episode, actually we do have evidence on our DVR of the shirt getting pulled up. You can see that on the DVR system. Yep. Check out, just do a search for American Ghosts and subscribe to the page. We have done three investigations. We've been investigating for our, that's Bobby and I doing the investigations. Mm-hmm. We go to those just ourselves and investigate a place. So you can go check out all of our cool investigations and definitely check that one out. So.
Well, we'd like to thank you guys for taking us on our first ghost hunt. Yeah, it was amazing.
Well, I'm sure that you guys are going to be in. So,
we'll be dragging you to more places. My father said he has to go the next time.
Well, Dad gets to go.
Yes, he gets to go. And thank you to Schott & Kirk, Chevrolet and Schott & Kirk, Kia for letting us bring back Rizzo Wayne, because I'm telling you, as long as I'm here, this is going to keep happening. And happy Halloween.